What's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 146. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and shout up about the latest NFL news. I am Dynasty Bro. Doc can't take the brick serious. Here with my co-bro.
Chief Sos FF, aka Dynasty Bro Vic, here without our DJ.
And the Chief, the FF after the Chief Sosa look like. It looks so basic. The FF. The rest of the letters look fancy, and then the FF look standard. I don't know, man.
Basic like my hoodie.
Nah, man, that hoodie fly, bro. I like the color, man. Damn, bro, we got the same color on.
Just basic. That's why I throw on the golf hat, man.
The hat ain't basic. The hat costs more than my whole outfit.
I got this on the clearance rack, man. Still fly.
All right, look. You know what this is. This is week one, man, and we're just tapping into everything that just went on this week. We want to just update you guys with the injuries, update you guys with the hot players, the guys we like, the guys that kind of screwed over the industry this week, and the fans and the players. It's just a lot going on. Ultimately, we're here to just tap in with the panicking people, man, and let them know it's okay after week one, man. Calm down. We gonna regroup. That's what we got the Dynasty Bros here for, to help you for the long haul, man. So that's what we gonna do today. Vic, how you feeling, brother?
Feeling good, man. And back to this brick background. Reason why I got the bricks up, because a lot of y'all teams hit a brick wall already week one, including some of my teams. So yeah, sometimes it be like that, man. Seems like these quarterbacks couldn't really get it going, man. I don't know what it was, but we definitely gonna talk about it.
Yeah, man. A lot of duds out there this week. So I'm excited to see where we get to, man. So the first thing we're going to do, man, is let's just get straight into the news. The Hood TMZ with Dynasty Bro Vic. Let me know if you got some goodies going on for us.
Of course, man. And if y'all was following us last season, you know, we was all about the Jackson State news. So we're following Coach Prime, man. So now we got the Colorado news, man. And, hey, is Colorado a HBCU at this point?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. Yeah, you see them celebrating in the locker room, bro. You can't do that, you know. That's the only HBCU shit, bro.
Hey, they got Cameron out there on the sidelines. Uncle Snoop rolling in.
Uncle Shay.
Yeah, Uncle Shay. Who else? Stephen A. It's just lit out there, man. So shout out to Coach Prime, man, boosting that economy, man. But let's shout out to Footballville. Saw this on Twitter. But if you guys might have noticed on their jerseys, usually teams rock the C, you know, for captain, what have you. But with the Colorado jerseys, you're going to see the letter L and the letter D. So instead of assigning team captains, Deion Sanders gives out L's for leaders, like on his son, you know, Shedeur Sanders jersey, and D's for dogs. So that boy Travis Hunter, man, playing both sides. So, yeah, just check out their jerseys, man. You may notice some of those guys have L's or D's on their jerseys.
Hey, Vic.
What's up?
If you were playing football today, are you LD?
Man.
I mean, are you L or are you D?
If I had to pick.
Nah, not which one you would want to be.
Nah, but that's what I was getting at. If I was given one, because I'll be honest, man, I was more of a role player type. But if I was given one, I'd have that L. So leading, you know, you can still be a leader. The B team. From the B team, man. So shout out to the B team. You can still lead.
Organizing everybody. Come on, yeah, man. They calling their name.
Finish the rep strong, all that good stuff, man. So yeah, I probably rock that L.
Carrying pad.
All good. Hey, got my school paid for it though.
At least,
so I'll
at least
take
you got one, bro. They ain't even give me a letter, bro. They didn't give me a letter. All right.
But I probably wouldn't have a letter though. It's cool, man. You can laugh at yourself, man. Nah, but let's keep pushing, man. But I think that's fire, though, man. Because I was wondering, you know, what do those letters stand for? Now we know. And I think Travis Hunter should have an L and a D on his jersey. Also, Shedeur, man, he's been balling. But shout out to Deion Sanders, man, on his Instagram. He actually wished his favorite son, Deion Sanders Jr. He doesn't play sports, but he actually runs a lot of social media, so even going back to Jackson State. But he basically just commented talking about how proud he is of him, and he updated the kids' ranking. So right now, Deion Sanders Jr. is ranked number one as far as out of the kids for Deion. And then Shalami Sanders, number two. Shedeur is number three. DeAndre Sanders, number four. And Shiloh, who plays safety for Colorado, was ranked number five. So, hey,
Shiloh got to do better, man.
He got to do better, man. But he has, hey, he's been the tackle machine out there, though. But shout out to Deion. Right. It's a running joke out there. But he does keep, he does rank his kids from time to time, which is funny, by the way.
Wow.
That's hilarious. All right, man. Let's keep pushing, man, with the news. Look, man, Monday night, man. I'm sure you guys saw that game. Wild ending. Sexy Red was out there. I think that's why they won. She said they won the Super Bowl. That sounds about right, man. That's funny. But Jordan Whitehead, he actually already earned his season-long incentive. He had three interceptions last night, and his contract incentive was you get three interceptions on a year, three or more, $250K. He earned it last night, man. So shout out to him.
Get it out the way. Him and Josh Allen must be homies.
Must be, man. All right. One more thing with the news. Colin Kaepernick, man. His agent reportedly reached out to the Jets, expressing Kaepernick's desire to make an NFL return. How do you feel about this, man? Do we need to keep talking about Colin Kaepernick in the NFL or what?
Ski.
All right, there you go. There you have it. And look, I don't have all the details, but I thought there was a lawsuit, and I thought it was a settlement. And without having all the details, I thought when you settled, you just agreed to go your separate ways from that point. So I'm just going to leave it at that, man.
My guy sued them, got their money, and then still trying to get back in. That's savage.
Hey, I just feel like at this point, Cap's purpose is bigger than football. I've said that before. But, you know, yeah, so we'll see what happens.
I would hate for somebody to take a chance on him and he just sucks. That would just make the NFL GMs look like they were right in the situation. So I just need them not try to get in the league.
Got you. All right, bro. You got any other news, man, before we get into these injuries?
Nah, man. Let's just move to the injuries because we got a couple of them that are just devastating, bro.
All right, let's start with the big name, man. Let's go to New York. We saw last night, like early on in the game. Was it the second drive? I think it was the second drive.
It was his fourth snap of the game.
Okay. Well, it was definitely early. Early on in the game. Early on in the game. But Aaron Rodgers for the Jets went down and torn Achilles. And that's brutal, especially at his age. You know, basically 40 years old at this point. Brutal, man. And I saw the tackle, man, and Floyd, man, he's a beast.
The tackle didn't even look crazy. It's just everybody's blaming it on that turf that made him get his foot caught up under him, man. That's what they're blaming it on. Because the tackle looked like a regular little two-arm tackle. He ain't falling, putting no real pressure on A-Rod if you look at it.
Well, I mean, it was slowed down, but in real-time speed, a lot's happening. You know, you got a wet surface and then a guy pulling you down. He still was pulling him down.
Yeah, it's pulling him.
Of course, his foot was planted at that point. I mean, you definitely saw the ripple in the calf, but it definitely looked devastating. But wishing Aaron a speedy recovery, man. Do you think he comes back and play again next year? I know he has the contract, but –
they said that stuff like this, he should be ready for next season. But usually the torn Achilles completely is you're out for a whole year. The next year you probably can come back and play, but you're not really healthy into the following year, which makes him 3 years out instead of two. And it just doesn't – they only got him for a two-year contract. So if you come back and play, I don't know, man. Just when I seen it happen, I think I felt bad because it just looked like a career ender. When he was standing – and then he just sat. I'm like, damn, that ain't right.
And clearly this defense is, like, ready to contend, right? So all they needed was Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we saw it. I mean, we saw Zach Wilson step in there, which reminded us why they went and got Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, man. But wishing him a speedy recovery. Let's tap into some other injuries. Deontay Johnson is going to miss a few weeks with a hamstring injury, man. So Deontay, man, he's been banged up, man, year after year, man.
He grabbed his hamstring like it was the end of life, man. Let's just mix them together and talk about Aaron Jones, because Aaron Jones scored a touchdown on his hamstring pull. He was able to keep running through the end zones on the sidelines. He didn't look like he was in major pain, like he was getting worked out by the trainers. But Deontay went down, and he was just grabbing at the back of his like it was something different, like it came off the bone. So we'll see how long both of these guys are out, Aaron Jones and Deontay.
Yeah, I'm hearing Aaron isn't as bad, so he should be okay going into next week. but definitely plug you in some AJ Dillon if you got him on your roster. Broncos tight end Greg Dulcich, hamstring as well, man. So that's usually what it is. Like, you know, you go from no action to little action in the preseason, if that at all, to trying to play full speed, these soft tissue injuries are going to flare up.
They said he's already going to miss a few weeks due to his, so that's set in stone.
All right, man. One last major injury that we're tracking. Austin Eckler injured his ankle. They're saying it looks like a high ankle sprain. So, of course, you know, if you listen to the 4-minute offense, we talked about a guy, Joshua Kelly, that could help, you know, get you some run over his next few weeks while Eckler nurses that ankle injury, man. So, yeah, it's that time of the year, man. These injuries are flaring up, man.
I got already.
Go ahead.
Jacoby Myers, did you see that hit when he went out for the concussion protocol?
Nah, I did not.
Looked scary, dog. He was down for a while. So, you know, with the new protocol, he probably actually have to miss a week, to be honest. But him and then JK out for the year.
That's right. That's right.
Out for the year. Scored a touchdown, looked promising against that Houston defense, and upside went out the window. Hurt himself. It's messed up, man. So him and Aaron Rodgers already out for the season. Sucks, unfortunately.
Yeah, and real quick, let's talk about a guy who came back, Breece Hall, man. He looked good, man. So I know they signed Dalvin Cook, but, hey, that looks like Breece Hall's backfield, man.
Yeah, but it's still – you're still going to see Dalvin get involved until Breece can get his feet all the way up under him, because he wouldn't have got caught on that run if he was all the way healthy. He started looking like he wasn't going to be able to piece it all the way together. But for what he was doing, knowing that he's not 100% yet – these defenses better be on notice, man. He's so explosive,
man. Man, somebody tell Garrett Wilson to celebrate after Breece hits the end zone, because if he would have blocked a little bit better and not celebrate, Breece could have hit the end zone, man. He could have sprung him. So if you go back and watch that play, Garrett started celebrating, man. Allowed the defense to catch up. So, all right, man. That's all we got on the injuries, man. And I did miss that Jacoby Myers hit. I'm already in midseason form, man. Just smashing good food and taking naps while watching Red Zone. So I do always try to go back and watch Red Zone on Monday. But yeah, bro. So all good.
All right. I ain't got no flag on the plays yet, man. I wasn't ready for that. Do you have any?
Well, not at the moment, but yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. I heard some stories like Jim Trotter suing the NFL or, you know, basically as it relates to comments from owners, he basically mentioned Jerry Jones and I believe he mentioned the Bills owner. I believe it was the Bills owner, but don't quote me. I'm rusty right now on the news. But at the end of that, he's suing them, saying has to do with race and all this stuff related to that. So, Just check it out. So no flag at the moment, but more to come from that, right? We'll see what comes of that.
Hey, let's flag everybody that was prematurely hating on Deion in Colorado before you even let that man play a game. And then double down on the ones that hated on him and said, hey, week one was a fluke. They're not going to be able to do it again. Those guys just had just luck on their side week one and the momentum. Red flag to them, man, because Colorado, they're going out there. Them some young guys all transitioning to a new offense, to a new school, to a new system, new coaches, and they're going out there playing their hearts out, man. So shout out to Colorado.
Yeah, that's real. And Coach Prime even told him, go ahead and jump in that portal. But shout out to the guys who stayed and are on the field, man. I know they got a couple linebackers that stayed, and they on the field, and it was emotional for them, especially these past couple weeks, knowing that they're winning now because they're not used to that culture. So yeah, I enjoy watching Deion on Saturdays, and they got a couple tests coming up. I know they got Colorado State this weekend, but I believe Oregon's upcoming, and I'm looking forward to that USC showdown with Caleb Williams.
Facts, bro. I'm not doing nothing that day but watching that game. I'm excited.
Yeah, we definitely gonna link up for that, bro.
Better.
Yeah, better. Automatic. All right, man. Before we get into the main topic, and really we're just gonna just review the top performers, man. We just excited. So much went on this past week. Let's just talk about, you know, some of the top guys. But Dot, where can the people follow you at?
Hey, follow me at DynastyBro.dot on Instagram, man. X, follow the main Instagram page, DynastyBrosFF. Where can we follow you at, brother?
Follow me at ChisosFF, Instagram. I'm going to say Twitter, but I'm going to say X and Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're listening, DynastyBrosFF. We're showing you how to dominate your league, Dynasty Bro style, man. So, yeah, and dominate your beards.
you know what's going on, and dominate golf.
That too, man. I'm still working to improve on that. I'm still shooting over 100, but I'm having fun out there. I'm sinking some nice putts, though.
That's all that matters, that you're having fun, bro.
And every once in a while, hit a couple of nice iron shots. So, but it's fun, man, for real. I'm enjoying the game of golf. Thinking back, bro, senior year, spring semester, back when I only had class Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, four-day weekend, every weekend, I could have took intro to golf. My dilemma was that or ballroom dancing, because I didn't like all the other classes. I took ballroom dancing, bro.
I know why you took ballroom dancing.
Tell me why.
Good biddies.
Nah, I wouldn't even think about that. But it was cool. But besides that, though.
Bro, I took a whole introduction to parenting class or whatever it was so I could be around. I was the only dude in the class in high school.
Man, I just looked at, look, all I got to do is show up and dance a little bit. I figured we'd have an edge, just given, you know, it's in our DNA. Now, I will say this. I didn't do too hot on the history test, the written test, but I always aced all the performances. So ended up with a B in the class, but I'll take it spring semester just trying to.
You too tall to be dancing, bro.
Yeah, man. But I do know how to foxtrot and waltz. I don't remember the other dances, though.
Okay. Turn up.
Yeah.
All right, look. So we're going to get into it, man. We always like to go over the top performers during the season. Let's talk about the guys that had the strong weeks and helped everybody out. And then maybe talk if that's going to be promising going forward. So we're going to do that positionally, man. And Vic usually spearhead that, man. So if you want to get to it, bro, I'm with you.
All right, man. So I know we're going to talk QBs and the running backs and say the best for last. So we're going to go to tight ends and wide receivers. So we're going to top the top five performances. I know we're excited, man. So if you got any honorable mentions, we could talk them. But, Dot, I'm going to ask you this question. You want to start with number one, work our way back to five, or start with five, work our way down to one?
Let's go to five and work down to one.
All right, man, I'm with it. So, look, well, I'm going to let you kick it off first, man, because it's your guy at the number five spot, man.
All right, we got to make sure we're going to be up under the same scoring.
Yeah, I'm in Don Bros 1.0, man.
Okay, bet. I don't want no smoke. I'm going to the same thing. All right, bet. Let's go to number five, Justin Herbert. I just talked about him last week. And the one thing that you're going to have to just deal with Herbert is they get down, and I feel like they don't let him throw enough in the red zone and, you know, inside the 10, because they do have a talented Eckler. Clearly, they have a talented Joshua Kelly out of nowhere. But just know the yards are always going to be there. I guess week to week, you just got to worry about if the touchdowns are going to be there sometimes. But still one of the best passers in the game, still got some of the best weapons and one of the best systems. So week to week, he's going to be all right, but the upside is through the roof if they connect all those things together.
Okay. I like it. All right, man, let's get into the number four performance. Let's bring it home, man, to Knapp, our QB, a guy who I'm excited for, Anthony Richardson, number four performance, hell of a debut, man. I know we didn't get the outcome we wanted, as far as with beating those Jacksonville Jaguars. I was actually at the game. But nice day, man, from a rookie perspective, man. So 223 passing yards, one TD in the air, one TD on the ground on 10 carries, 40 yards, one interception. Definitely want to see him take care of his body. So after the game, Trevor Lawrence did give him some advice that, hey, man, you want to take care of yourself, protect yourself. You can't keep taking these hits week to week. So shout out to Trevor Lawrence, man, being a good sport in that sense. So, you know, he's not running from the comp from that perspective. He's willing to give Anthony Richardson some tips like that. But, Dot, man, look, this is our city, our town, the Colts. How do you feel about Anthony Richardson? What do you put out there?
Right now, they're piecing together a good offense, but they're running them a little bit too much, man. You got to keep him healthy right now, early in the season, so he can get those reps under his belt. But clearly he's a stud, man. He actually, his arm looks a whole lot better than what I thought it does, making those passes downfield. And he looks so poised. He looked like the best rookie quarterback so far, because these other ones this week were pretty up and down. But yeah, he got the juice, man. And I just want to keep him seeing progression with the arm. Keep progressing with the arm.
Yeah, and it seems like we kept him in the box this week, you know, throwing mostly to the right side, outside of that big screen pass to Pittman. I didn't even know that was Pittman because he was moving so fast. I know he can move like that. So shout out to Pittman. Yeah, with that screen, getting him his first TD. So that's dope. All right, bro. You got the number three, man. Hey, who's a guy you're in on, man?
Clearly, all Green Bay do is draft first ballot Hall of Famers at quarterback. I just talked about him earlier in a 4-minute offense, man. This is a guy who does have some rushing chops about himself. A good, decent offensive line. Actually, two good running backs behind him. But most importantly, a bunch of young, talented receiver and options around him. Musgrave drafted this year. And he didn't even have his number one this week. So I'm excited to see what happens when Christian Watson gets to come back. Romeo Dubs was on a pitch count, still caught two touchdowns, man. They've been having rapport all offseason. That's all you hear is Romeo and Jordan Love. But Jordan Love, he went out there, he looked poised. It's about his time, man. He's been sitting for, what, about 3 years behind Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
He had to pick up something, man, and he looked like he's a gamer so far. It was against Chicago. I'm not going to hype it up too much right now, but we'll see going forward, man. He might have something.
All right, I will say this. You already know I'm not in on Jordan Love, so I need him to pass two upcoming tests. If he can look good or decent against the New Orleans Saints and also the Detroit Lions, he'll earn my respect. So, like you said, just played the Chicago Bears. I mean, Bears, they're literally like one of the worst teams in the league, even though they got athletes and playmakers. And then they got Atlanta. Atlanta gives it up as well on defense. So, if he continues to climb and, you know, take those next steps against the Saints in Detroit, he'll earn my respect. I know earlier I didn't really care for the preseason action. So, yeah, he did against a live defense, Chicago. So, yeah, I'm paying attention. I'll say that.
Bet that.
All right, man, number two, performance man, Mac Jones. 24 fantasy points, give or take, based on your settings. Threw the ball a lot, man. I don't know if they even want to run the ball in New England. Mac Jones threw the ball 54 times, completed 35 of his passes, 300 yards, 3 TDs. But that only, you know, converted to 24 fantasy points. All those pass attempts and catches, you would think it, you know, would turn into more yards. But, yeah, they want to throw the ball, man. So, of course, they played the Eagles. I know that's a big boy front right there, man. So maybe that's a game plan thing, why they didn't really run the ball as much. I don't even think they ran the ball 20 times, or they just ran just under 20. But, yeah, man, I'm not really interested in Mac Jones. I'm not expecting this week to week. I just think their game plan called for him going up against the Eagles to throw that many times.
Facts. Hey, anybody that puts up 466 yards and 3 touchdowns should have more than 25 points. But let's talk about the number one guy, Tua. This is what sucks about guys that don't have a lot of rushing chops about themselves. I feel like it limits their upside, bro. But he got two of the best weapons around him in the receiving game. Offensive scheme that allows these guys to get open, and especially even out the guys out the backfield, it schemes them up well to catch the ball. But Tua balled out, man, and we pretty much know, as long as he's healthy, man, he's going to be able to ball. The issue is just banking on that health. So, Vic, going forward, after watching this game and knowing what he has around him, how do you feel about Tua?
Man, it's the weapons, but he is placing the ball. You know, he's making the throws. I will give him that. But I know people are talking about he's on pace for a historic, crazy, off-the-chart season. And, you know, which I'm fine with. I understand the talk, but you got to credit the wide receivers, the playmakers. But they're also saying that Tua has taken on some jiu-jitsu, learning how to fall to protect his body. So I like hearing things like that because it lets you know, that they're invested in the process and in the team. So he's just not out there all willy-nilly. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, though, this is a dangerous offense. You know, you can't do nothing with all that speed, man. So Tua knows how to throw the ball and deliver it and put it in the right spot. So hopefully he can stay healthy, man. That's been the only concern. But as of right now, yeah, sky's the limit, man. Tyreek could easily be the number one wide receiver on the year, and he said he's going after 2,000 yards. So I know you got Justin Jefferson. Coop's obviously behind the ball on that, but Tyreek's going for 2,000, man.
I fuck with it.
All right, bro, let's jump to these running backs, man. Travis Etienne, number 5 performer, 21 fantasy points against my Colts, man. And I know we heard a lot of Tank Bigsby, but Etienne played 80% of the snaps, 18 carries, had that big rushing yard or that big run for the TD on the ground, caught 5 passes. Travis Etienne, man, I mean, he just looks good, man. And Trevor Lawrence, that's his guy. So I don't see Etienne going anywhere. I know there was a lot of Bigsby hype in the preseason.
Yeah. I ain't worried about it. He's the most talented, man. And he already has that rapport with Trevor, so I like him.
All right, man.
I'll get into the sophomore running back, Tyler Algier. What can you say about him besides the fact that I don't know whose radar he was on. They drafted him on the back end. They drafted one of the best, like, running backs in NFL history when it comes to just a prospect view. And but they run the ball so much, he's going to get involved. Tyler had 2 touchdowns this week. He's actually getting involved in the passing game also. So, I don't know, man. I'm excited to just watch them piece it all together. Like, all year, I think Bijan and Tyler will be okay. Yeah, man. Tyler might actually lead in rushes, but that doesn't mean he's going to lead in touches because Bijan has 80 to 100 catch potential on the season. So I'm excited for Tyler just in this system. But we'll see what happens when they actually got to play against a team where they got to pass a little bit more. Maybe this game script won't be week by week.
Man, I'm so excited. And like what I saw out of Tyler Algier, even though we saw it last year, I gave up a 24-second for Tyler straight up. So, and I feel like the Falcons can be a team that can have 2 running backs finish in the top 12. I know we talk about that happening with receivers, but how many times do we even see that chance from a running back room? And I believe the Falcons can get it done, especially with a Desmond Ridder, man, and who's not really throwing the ball like we want to, especially with playmakers like Drake London and Kyle Pitts. So Falcons are going to stick to that run game, man, and they got 2 beasts back there. So, yeah, I don't think this is a fluke, man.
Nah.
All right, let's get to the number 3 spot. We're not surprised. Mr. Christian McCaffrey, big play, running back. He's elite, man. So 22 carries, 152 yards, touchdown on the ground. 3 catches. He's just a PPR monster athlete all around. And, yeah, that system works, man. He's really flourishing in San Francisco. We saw him flourish in Carolina, but I'm really seeing, you know, CMC in his bag in San Francisco. That system just looks way better for him.
Facts, facts, facts. You can't just mark him in as top 10 bare minimum week by week. Top 5.
Top 7. I give him top 7 on –
yeah, I gave him 10 just in case, but
I got you. Yeah.
Top 7 for sure, man. Oh, well, fuck it. You know what we're trying
Same to say. Shit, man. He's a beast.
Just mark him, man. Let's get to another guy you can pretty much mark in, too. As long as he's healthy, remember that. Austin Eckler, I know he gave some run to Joshua Kelly, but a lot of it was on the back end when I think he had finally got banged up there, pulled him out a little bit, was trying to watch his reps. 4 catches. That seems a little bit light, in my opinion, for Austin Eckler. He also had the rushing touchdown. 47 reception yards, over 100 rushing yards. He's nice. They use him in all kind of facets of the game. He works that system well. Just count him in, man. He's the goal line back when he's healthy. He's the receiving option when he's healthy. He's just a stud guy. He's been that way for about 3 years straight. No need to keep talking about him. Just mark guys like him with CMC in every single week.
All right, man, number 1 performer on the week, Mr. Aaron Jones. I know there's a lot of question marks, especially with no Aaron Rodgers. What would that offense look like with a Jordan Love? Well, Aaron Jones is still doing his thing. So 26 fantasy points, only had 9 rushing attempts, 41 yards with a TD, but he had 2 catches on 4 targets. Big play, big catch and run on that angle route. If you saw it, also pulled his hammy on that one, but he got in the end zone, but 2 touchdowns on the day. So, yeah, but I'm expecting Aaron to, you know, be a top 10 back week to week. In that system.
Big facts. We're going to move to tight end, but I want you to go first because that's your guy at number 5.
All right, man. Mr. Evan Engram, man. So, look, hey, you know I wasn't really in on him in New York except for that last year.
It was the big turnaround, man. That's why that's your guy, man.
It's you know, he stayed banged up, but that last year in New York, I liked what I saw, and then he got that contract in Jacksonville. But, 5 catches, man, on 5 targets, 49 yards, 9 points. You'll take it, and he's going to find the end zone this year in that system. I mean, Calvin really looks good out there. Zay Jones is going to find the end zone. They got too many weapons out there. They still got Christian Kirk and Etienne catching out the backfield. So it was just a wide receiver week this week.
I'm not going to talk too much about the number 4 guy, but I'll acknowledge him, Donald Parham, one of the backup tight ends for the Chargers. Gerald Everett's getting a little bit older, so he does have to come off the field at times, but he's the tight end that you want. He's usually the guy that's in there in those kind of secure touchdown situations. But Parham was actually in there, got the touchdown, caught 3 other passes for 21 yards. Nothing special. You're probably never going to plug him in, but shout out to him for man, it was just a bad tight end week. Heads up, just to let you know. 11 points made him tight end 4. All right.
Let's talk about the number 3 tight end, Mr. TJ Hockenson, tight end for the Minnesota Vikings. He's in a high-volume passing offense. Kirk Cousins is going to throw the ball 44 times, you know, top 5 passing offense in terms of attempts. I mean, Justin Jefferson is going to get about 15 targets a game. That leaves 10 targets for Hockenson. That's about 25 right there. He's still got another 15 targets to flirt with to throw to a rookie like Jordan Addison and anybody else. So this week, 8 catches on 9 targets, 35 yards. But at the end of the day, I'm expecting Hockenson to find the end zone throughout the season. So I'll take it. I just like the volume. You know, I'm all about targets.
And until they figure out what they want to do with the receiving situation, Hayden Hurst might actually be a play. I say it all the time. I said earlier, tight ends are a rookie or young quarterback's best friend. Hayden Hurst went out there, had 5 receptions, 41 yards. Doesn't sound sexy. But with the land of tight ends right now, man, just take the guy that's getting receptions, that's out there running routes, because that's really all you can ask for right now. So 5 receptions, 41 yards, and a tutty. Tight end 2 on the week.
All right, number 1 performance this week, Hunter Henry. Let's go to New England, tight end for the Patriots. 5 catches on 6 targets and a touchdown. 16 fantasy points. And again, I mentioned it earlier, Mac Jones, you know, he high volume right now, at least playing against the Eagles. So, you know, I do expect their game plan to change week to week. That's just Bill Belichick. He's an old school coach. He's going to adjust. He's not just going to show up with the same offense week to week. He's going to scheme you out. So, yeah, it was a Hunter Henry week, but he's still going to be involved. And you can see if Mac Jones throwing the ball 30 plus times, 35 plus times, but Henry's only getting 5 to 6 targets, you know, he's really going to be touchdown dependent. So just be careful with that.
All right, we're going to switch to receivers, and I'm going to talk the first guy because I'm not going to make you talk 2 Patriot pass catchers back-to-back. Mr. Kendrick Bourne, man, 6 receptions, 64 yards, 2 touchdowns. I would not panic because if you go look up his game log from last year and the year before, he does this about 2 times throughout the year where he has these 2 or 3 explosive games, and then he's nowhere to be found anywhere else. I like some of the younger options they got. They went and paid Juju. He was injured a lot during the offseason. He's still getting acclimated. I just think when they have the opportunity to actually run, it's what they really want to do, but they have to throw the ball so much because Philly was scoring and putting them in passing down situations. They're going to let that defense win, and they're going to try to run a little bit more, take the ball out. 54 passes for Mac Jones. I don't see that happening too many times. So Kendrick Bourne was a good play, but I'm not going to go rush to the waiver wire like he's a top 10 guy right now.
Well, I will say this, in Dynasty, players are hard to come by, so I'm actually going to see where I can add them, at least on my bench. I don't mind playing him as a flex, just given, you know, he did look like the number 1 for New England. And think back to last season, Jacoby Myers, you know, he was their number 1, right? So these names don't sound sexy, but why not take a shot, especially early on, because it's week 1, and I did just mention, you know, game plans most likely going to shift week to week, but if he got this much involvement and targets early on, why not stash him on your bench at least bare minimum?
True that.
All right. So let's go to number 4 performance, Stephon Diggs. 10 catches on 13 targets, 100 yards, 1 TD. He was cooking Sauce Gardner up until he did that pass interference, the offensive pass interference pushed off. Other than that, man, he was having a day. Josh Allen, man, he just threw all them picks, but they should have won that game. But Diggs is Diggs, even at 29. And you know, you already know what time it is, man, when Diggs had to get in your face and encourage you as a QB, man. You're like, oh, man, here go Diggs. I don't know why, man. Those moments kind of annoy me, man, because, like, you can tell Diggs is that guy. Like, either he's pouting or he's encouraging you, but even in his encouraging moments, they can come off like, all right.
Whiny.
Yeah, man, just comes off like, all right, man. But Diggs is a beast, man, so he got it.
Let's talk a guy that was just on the Pats last year, Jacoby Myers, man. We seen him do it last year. He was a hell of a PPR possession receiver, and he looked like the number. Well, honestly, man, I'm not going to get it confused. Hey, they were shifting the coverage to Devontae Adams a lot. I'm not taking away from Jacoby because I think he's good. I think he is talented, but I wouldn't expect 9 receptions and 2 touchdowns every week from him. There is a alpha receiver on the other side, and Jacoby will have games, and he should be stashed already on people's benches in Dynasty. But, yeah, man, depends on what Garoppolo – I think Garoppolo is the real reason why I don't believe this, because I think he's going to be able to keep one of them entertained. I don't think he'll be able to keep both of them entertained. But we'll see. He had a dominant week 1, And now we'll see where the talent goes, but he still got to be steered by Garoppolo on how you feel about that.
Yeah. He's a good, you know, flex play. He's going to be involved. But let's go to the number two performance, man. It's my guy, man. He's balling. Brandon Ayuk picking up from where he left off last year. 8 catches, 8 targets. Just throw the ball, put it in the neighborhood. He's going to come down with 129 yards, 2 TDs. I know they just beat up on the Steelers. Coach Tomlin said they got kicked in the mouth. Stephen A. said they got punked. So whichever one you prefer. But either way, they hit a brick wall. That's why I got it up. But Brandon Ayuk, man, he just looks good in that system, man. And they got playmakers everywhere. And, man, you just got to respect Brandon Ayuk, man. He could easily be the one on any team. I know he has Kittle and Debo and Christian McCaffrey, but this week he did show up. And if you got you some Ayuk in the 5th or 6th round in your redraft leagues, that's how you win your leagues.
And number one coming in with 44 points. Hey, he caught 11 of the 15 targets that he had, 215 yards, 2 scores, kept getting behind the defense. Can't do anything, so fast, so elusive. You can't do anything with Tyreek Hill, man. And that Tyreek Hill and Tua connection is really real. And we might be looking at a guy that on a week-to-week basis cannot be guarded, can't be schemed against, and he's going to be able to do whatever he wants to. So we're just going to pray that Tua stay up, because if Tyreek's going to break whatever he wants to do if Tua's there all year with him.
All right, man. I know we ran through this. Let's go through each position one more time. Any honorable mentions if you have them? Let's start with QB if you have them. And I can go first if you want.
Yeah, you got it.
Just to highlight some guys, man. Honorable mention. Well, I'll be honest, man. Like, what was surprising to me seeing Burrow come out and, you know, not really put up a big performance, especially after Jamar Chase called the Cleveland Browns the Elves. But you got to look at the performance Deshaun had, Deshaun Watson. You know, at least in terms of wasn't that big from a yardage perspective, but you could tell he's getting back to his old self as far as being on the field. And I know he had the off-the-field issues, but I'm just looking at the football performance. So, yeah.
Well, let's talk about a guy that – I'm kind of worried about Geno. He needs to bounce back because he looked horrible. He has no – I'm not going to get on Justin Fields and Jalen because their rushing upside is crazy. But Geno, he needs to snap back in reality because just before last year, he was an afterthought. He put a lot of people on the radar this year. So don't let us down, man. We drafted you and we banking on you.
All right, jumping up to the running back room, Roschon Johnson, man. That's your guy. Number 8 performance this week, man. And, you know, he had 5 carries, hit the end zone. What was surprising seeing him get all them targets and catches, man. So 6 catches. Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with that. And the guy I'm going to talk about is just Joshua Kelly. Just watch out. I think they've always been looking for a guy to compliment Eckler. He's always been there. But sometimes it just takes a while for it to click and you finally put it all together. And he actually looked good with his carries yesterday. So maybe they did find a guy to go next to Eckler. He already seemed like he got banged up week one. Eckler did. So maybe Josh has a chance to get some more touches. And like I said, it's one of the best offensive schemes and best offenses in general in the league. So I'll watch out for Joshua Kelly.
All right, jumping over to the tight end room real quick. Sam Laporta, man, I know there's a lot of hype with these rookie tight ends. Dalton Kincaid going first off the board, but Sam Laporta went 5 for 5, 5 catches, 5 targets Thursday night against the Chiefs, man. So, I'm expecting them to hit the end zone here pretty soon.
And I'm going to stick with it. The rookie tight ends, Musgrave, I know Christian wasn't there, Christian Watson, but Luke all preseason never left the field. All game this weekend, he never left the field. 3 receptions, 50 yards doesn't sound sexy, but he's going to keep getting acclimated. He's going to keep getting better. He's only a rookie. Rookie tight ends take a while to get acclimated. So to keep him on the field and have him running routes, that's big and important. All right, bro, pick me one receiver.
All right, man, I got to get my flowers to Calvin Ridley coming off the suspension for gambling. But, hey, showed up, showed out against my coach, man. 8 catches, 11 targets, 100-yard game, touchdown. He's him, bro. So he's nice, man.
I was going to give mine to Zay, but he's playing with Lamar. So let me just give respect to wide receiver 24, Nico Collins, man, playing with that rookie quarterback in Houston and CJ. And CJ looked like he got a reliable guy to throw it to when he's getting into, you know, times where he's under duress. So I like Nico, big guy, and he's going to be a real good possession guy, especially in PPR.
One guy I do want to talk about real quick, Romeo Doubs, man. He did have 2 touchdowns on 4 catches. Is that sustainable? I know, you know, there's no Christian Watson right now. And I already mentioned earlier, I like to see Jordan Love keep up the performance coming up against the Saints and also the Lions. So how do you feel about Romeo Doubs? Is he the guy?
Yeah, I think he's going to lead this team in, like, total catches and targets. And he does have a rapport with Jordan Love. And I think Christian Watson actually helps out because right now he's getting the number one coverage. I think when Watson comes back, he's going to get the number one cornerback and all the coverage towards him. So I'm excited to just watch that offense, man. It's going to be good. They're going to be young. They got one of the youngest teams in the league, like average age. So I'm just excited to watch what they do, man. I hope Jordan Love do good, man. All that pressure, the A-Rod leaving, I love to see him flourish.
All right, bro, that's all I got, man. Anything else before we get into this closing?
Nah, man, but let's get straight into the closing. This is where you come. I call it Say Something Good to the People, where you get to bring maybe some negative that you want to get off your chest, some positivity. You want to show light to a business or a young entrepreneur or a person that's just out here hustling, man, putting the work in, and you just want to spread some love. Or just, you know, just to talk about mental health or some things you're going through, and, you know, you never know who's going to relate. So I love this topic. So say something good to the people. Vic, are you thinking about something to say?
Nah, yeah, I got something ready to go.
All right, and I'm gonna go after you, and we're gonna roll out.
All right, man. Yeah, so I actually had a therapy session today, man. That went well, and I'm in a monthly therapy session, which is good for me. It's my way of being proactive with my mental health, and I actually came across a resource I wasn't aware of, so I'm gonna share it with y'all. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI. I've never even heard of them, but they basically offer a lot of resources. So I'm actually getting familiar with the website myself. Of course, they got like crisis hotline, all that good stuff. Also resources, events, things like that. So yeah, I just say, just check it out, man. Check out the NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness. And shout out to my therapist, man. Like I said, it's been good for me doing that proactive wellness check on my end. And of course, Pod, and that's my other avenue with therapy and golf and Call of Duty with my guys and watching football and spending time with my fam. So yeah, that's how I therapy.
All right. And I have so many things I could say, but I just want to say this. Mom Duke's birthday was last night. She just turned 54. We got to hang out this weekend, did some stuff she wanted to do. I just want to say happy birthday again, Mom. It was always just me and you. Thank you for everything that you've done for me. Thank you for accepting all the flaws in me, and thank you for accepting all my friends, which are my brothers, which are now your sons. Thanks for instilling, you know, just a good work ethic, a good attitude, like a positive mindset on a day to day. People tell me I'm so, like, my energy is high and I'm, you know, well grounded, and I have nobody else to thank but you. I mean, you got to put the work in on yourself, but thanks for showing me, you know, how to just be an enjoyable person in the world full of unpleasing people at times. So I appreciate you. I love you. Live it up. We're going to do it again next year for your 55. So that's that.
Happy birthday. That's love.
All right, man. Look, once again, follow me, DynastyBro.com on Instagram and X. Follow the main page, Dynasty Bros FF. Vic, where can we follow you at one more time?
Chisosa FF. Instagram, X, Twitch. I'm still getting used to that. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast where you're listening, Dynasty Bros FF. Follow our DJ, DJAVOLXVE. Doc going to update y'all with the DFS scores next week. I took an L twice, close, 2 close L's, but he's going to update the score, man. We still on that, so.
Facts. And, yeah, we're going to get up out of here, man. Peace, love. Dynasty Bros, showing you how to dominate your league, Dynasty Bro style. And we'll be back here next week with the sauce and DJ Avo. All right. Anything else you want to say, Vic, before I hit this end record?
Add you some Kendrick Bourne in your dynasty leagues. Why not, man? And Dot, get that 4-minute offense out, man, so I can know what I'm doing tonight.
I got you, Skip. Oh, shit. I done caught you. Shit. I done caught you. Nah, I got you, bro. You be easy, bro. I'll holler at you.
Yep. Peace.
Peace.